Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is always an honor, and I do mean an honor, for me to have Vicky Santo in the studio with me. The Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation is what you began about how many years ago, Vicky?
2.5 years ago.
You know, this must be exciting to you because, I mean, you mostly spend time in Arizona now.
I do.
Come back to Chicago, and I hope you feel the admiration and the love because we have it.
Oh, you're so sweet. And I love the energy here. I really miss that. I'm happy to come back every year for our annual event.
Well, tell me about the event that was just held at Wrigley Field.
Well, we're at Wrigley Field. We're there from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the giant homestand. And Fergie,
so that was this past
this
week.
This past week.
Right.
And Fergie Jenkins has signed autographs for us, all the money going to our foundation. And on Saturday, we had five of our youth diabetic children in the area at the ballpark with their dogs, and they were able to walk down on the field. And Sean McKee, the son of a Chicago police officer, was allowed to throw out the first pitch. And I think for the public to see these children with their diabetic alert dogs is beyond words. It's beyond what you can imagine these dogs do for these kids.
Well, that's what I want to talk about, and that's what these dogs do for these kids. Is it really life-saving? Is that going too far?
You are not going too far, because there a lot of diabetics do not feel their symptoms. And by the time they can go into a seizure, as we know, these dogs pick up the changing sugars sometimes 20 minutes before a glucometer would pick them up. And they alert. They let you know that you're either going high or low by standing in front of you and barking. And they do not stop until you call them off and say, I got this. And you check your sugars and adjust whatever you need to do.
Are the dogs ever wrong?
Dogs do not lie.
To me, so you said this was life-saving, and we were talking about the kids that have diabetes. I suggest this is life-saving in some ways for the entire family.
It is. It's life-saving for everybody who comes in contact with the diabetics. As you know, once they go out the door and go to school, their fate is in whoever's hand at school, that maybe the nurse or the teachers. If the kids don't feel their symptoms, it's the adult that has to look at them and go, there's something wrong here, and check it.
And by the time that happens, a hospital visit may happen, potentially worse. And the thing is, for me, I'm thinking 3 a.m. So mom and dad probably never really sleep that well, do they?
They do not.
Yeah, until a dog
appears.
They
do not. And I remember Ron saying to me, I feel so sorry for the parents of young children. He said, they don't get to sleep at night. They're up every 2 hours testing the sugars, because the kids can go into such a low, you know, they can not wake up. And so the parents, they're on duty 24/7. But with the dog in the room, as soon as those sugars start to change, they let them know.
The Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation, your idea in part, but in part because you've told me the story before, it kind of just came to you in a rather unusual way.
Well, it did because, well, as you know, you were Ron's dog trainer, whether you wanted to be or not. Because he would call and go, my dog, you know, and he'd give you the whole thing.
Can we do, we have time, like a 2-minute version of that story?
Well, you know, Joker was he was an Australian Shepherd, a gorgeous dog, and very, very timid. Ron, as we all know, was a larger-than-life personality.
When he walked into a room, did you kind of know it? Ron.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
Joker knew it. And he's like, I'm not messing with that dude. And he would kind of hang next to me.
Yeah.
And so Ron, I think, had called you on the air, and he goes, my dog, he goes, he won't come near me, and this is just what's wrong. I love him. I try to give him cold cuts. And you said, you told him, you said, Ron, when you come home from the ballpark and they've had a loss, you probably have some resentment going on. And so I suggest that you just take a glass of wine and go in the closet until you calm down. He came home and he said, can you believe it? He told me to go in the closet. I'm like, it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
And
so Joker, they kind of came to terms with each other. And there would be times when Ron would have a low sugar and be in the other end of the house, and the dog would come to me, and he would be dancing around. He wouldn't sit down. He's huffing and puffing. And I'd go, what's wrong with it? I thought he had to go out. I didn't know what was wrong. And he didn't go out. He led me back to the bedroom, and Ron's sugar was so low that he didn't know where he was. He could not get help. He couldn't get juice. And it just, it's like this dog wasn't even trained to do this, but that's what he did. So realizing that after Ron passed away, and after the dog passed away, I pursued this avenue. I said, these dogs are amazing. People need to know about this. And that was what started the foundation.
What's the website?
RonSandoFoundation.com.
Easy enough to remember. Yeah. So when we come back, I want to talk about how these dogs are trained to do this and what we know, and I'm guessing mostly we don't know, of how the dogs are even able to do this and how good the dogs are at it. Vicky Santo, who we love here at WGN, and I'm not alone. Everyone here loves you. You walk into the station, and is there a person here who doesn't hug Vicky Santo? I don't think so. You're wonderful. And now you're leaving a legacy to help other people in Ron's name, which is amazing.
Thank you.
Vicky Santo is in the studio with me on WGN Radio. Vicky Santo, who knew this guy by the name of Ron Santo rather well. And if you're really young, he's kind of a famous guy in Chicago, played baseball for the Chicago Cubs. And what's sad to me, among many other things, is this year. He never saw this year. You know, what would he think?
He would be so excited. He would be so excited. He waited for this. He said, I hope before I die that they find a cure for diabetes and that we get to the World Series. And the Hall of Fame. And sadly, he got in the Hall of Fame, but not till after he passed.
Which is one of the crimes, I think, of Major League Baseball. I truly do. And you said, we're going to never forget what Ron wanted. There is no cure yet for diabetes, but there is a way to help all people, particularly children. And you began the Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation. And explain what these dogs do.
Well, the diabetic alert dogs are trained to smell a chemical that is released from the body when the blood sugars change. And when a diabetic goes into a very serious blood sugar change, they sweat profusely. And so what we do is we ask the person that's going to get the dog to send us a T-shirt that is filled with the sweat, and we freeze it. The dogs that we choose are hunting dogs. They're mostly Labradors, or we use Australian Shepherds, but they have a work ethic that is not to be denied. And so these puppies, we start at 8 weeks old. They don't play with toys. Their toys are strips of this frozen T-shirt that's put into a toy and hidden.
Wow.
So they learn to search for that scent, because when they find that toy, they get to play. And that's their reward.
That's incredible. I did not know that myself. Now, I do know this. As the training process occurs, they have to be socialized, too, because these dogs go everywhere with whoever they're partnered with, right?
Yes, they do.
And one of the trainers told me, well, I think it was in church with one of these dogs, and the dog alerted to someone like three pews up.
Correct.
Incredible.
Correct. It Incredible. Is.
And that was a young dog still in training.
Yes, they do. I mean, there's no, it's either they smell it or they don't. And if they smell it, they alert. And it doesn't matter where you are. And if you're in church, then you just excuse yourself and take care of the problem. But they're amazing. They're just amazing.
Are you even surprised? So you got into this knowing, okay, dogs can do this, as you described earlier. Are you even surprised to the extent that they can do this?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked because they catch these sugars so early. And the beauty of it is that if a diabetic can keep their sugars as close to normal as possible, they do not, it reduces their chances of any of the complications that Ron suffered. And we all know how difficult things get. I mean, the complications can be, you know, life-changing and life-threatening.
And I, the bigger picture is this is good for all of us because it's less medical expenses, which at one point in time we all pay for. I mean, this is a good thing for society, too. And if people don't get that sick as a result of their diabetes, I mean, Ron kept going somehow. Most people would not.
That's true.
You know, they would be relying on government assistance.
That's true.
As many do. And if we can prevent that from happening, doesn't that benefit everybody?
Absolutely. And I tell you a quick story. The first, one of our first dogs, Ronnie, that we gave to a woman who's maybe in her late 50s, she was in the hospital an average of 3 or 4 times a year because she lived alone. Her sugars would drop. She had no help. The emergency, you know, 911, and off she went to the hospital. She's had her dog now 3 years. Since she's had her dog, she's never been back to the hospital in an emergency situation.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, so it's a savings on one hand, but on the other, it's not a cheap proposition to train these dogs.
Not at all.
Talk about that.
Well, our dogs are $18,000, but we're talking about a year's training 24/7. I mean, the trainer at night, she has an air system that will pump the scent into the bedroom at night when the dog is sleeping because she needs to know that they're going to wake up and alert no matter whenever they get that scent. So it's a lot of people, a lot of trainers have puppy raisers and they take them and they do the socialization. We do not do that. If the ones that do that, it takes an extra 6 months to a year to train them. Our trainer is the only one that's with these dogs. And so it might be a quicker turnaround, but the dogs, by the time they're 12 months or 13 months, they are so looking to bond with someone. All dogs need a person.
Yeah.
And so the bonding is incredible. It's so fast once they get to their handlers.
Well, you need contributions to make this happen to help more people. How many people have you paired a dog with so far?
We have 18 dogs out there.
Wow.
In 2.5 years.
Any failures?
No. No. Yeah. And you know what? We reserve the right. Once they get their dog, we reserve the right for 6 months to really watch them carefully. And if it's not a good fit, we'll give them a different dog because it's important that they succeed. We don't need to put $18,000 pets out there that, oh, well, it didn't really work out. We'll just keep them as a pet. That doesn't work.
Well, for further information, where can people, and I hope they do, go to?
Well, you can go to the Ron Santo Foundation, .com, and you'll find information on how to donate for a dog. You can donate with credit card or you can send check, whatever. We're happy to accept whatever anybody would like to give us. And all our money goes to the dogs. There are no administrative costs. It all goes to the dogs.
Well, help this lady, please, to fulfill Ron's dream, which is really what you're doing.
It is.
Yeah. Vicki Santo, you know I have enormous admiration for you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
What are you doing September 18th? September 18th is, what do you think? National Puppy Mill Awareness Day. We should all be off work for that. In fact, there's going to be a march, I think that's the right way to say it, down Michigan Avenue, beginning at 448 North Michigan. It's right across the street about where I am now. So it's at Michigan, just about at the Chicago River near Wacker Drive. and we're all going to gather there. Yes, I'm leading the march. I may be, who knows, I'll end up in jail. I don't know. But I've done this now for a couple of years, and I think it's great because it's all about awareness that where we should get dogs from and to a degree where we shouldn't get our dogs from, such as pet stores, in my opinion. It all begins at noon, September 18th at 448 North Michigan Avenue. You can learn more about it on my blog, stevedale.tv.